All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Comics Corner. We are doing the Max, like I said. And I watched a little bit, or listened to a little bit, of the MTV series, just to kind of get the idea of the voices for some of the characters. So I know what kind of voice I want to go with for the Max, and I'm going to try to match what was done on that show. So we'll see how well I do. It looked kind of it sounded easy. So I said, yeah, I think I can do this one. Sam Keith and William Messner Lobes. Sorry, guys. Artwork by Sam Keith. Finishes by Jim Sinclair. Colors by Rhonda Pattison. Letters by Mike Heisler. And series edits by Scott Dumbier. Of course, this is IDW Publishing, but I thought it was originally an Image book. Surprising. Sam Keith, introduction. Ever wondered what they mean when they say CDs are remastered? Me too. No idea. But I do know what it means for this edition of the Max. First of all, we went back to all the original art, Jim Sinclair and I carefully rescanning each page and at a much higher resolution, which should particularly pay off when we do the artist editions down the road. But even in the single issues, I decided recoloring was worth it. Of course, we all agree. Godfather of color, Steve Olive, is a renowned and legendary master of the form. So you may ask, why recolor Max at all? Good point. But to be fair to Steve, many Max issues were delivered so late to him that he and his crew were often forced to finish an issue over a single weekend. It's my fault I didn't correct details, that I didn't take the time to communicate more to him. Monthly comics are often finished under crazy deadlines. Plus, I was drawing the Max comic 3 days a week and soon started flying down to LA to help on the MTV animated series 2 days a week. It's all a blur now. It's a miracle the sucker came out at all. So fast forward, IDW comes to the rescue with the help of top-notch colorist Rhonda Pattison. We sat down and went over each page in ways I couldn't seem to muster in the past. Seeing old pages for me is a mixed bag, sort of like having lunch with your ex-wife. Only imagine doing it 25 times and more. Regrets, flaws, all the usual Sam reactions to old work. But that's my own damage, which shouldn't concern you. All you need to know is, what's different about this version of the Max? Outside of careful rescanning and recoloring from beefier files, I won't be messing with the core story. Not that it's perfect, but we all see what happens when a film gets a director's cut or a big budget movies get added computer-generated effects to make it better, which usually shows us all that it wasn't broken in the first place. Grant me the indulgence of improved scans and tweaked colors, but otherwise, just kick back and enjoy. Trust me, I'm sure you will have more pleasant nostalgic memories of it than I will. I hate everything I do. Wow. Of course, there is a difference. A, I am often wrong, and B, it doesn't matter what I think. It's the fans who decide what works and what doesn't. If you guys and gals didn't keep buying it in the first place, it would have been canceled by issue 2. No cartoon or any of that other crap. But don't listen to me. I typically try to surround myself with much smarter folks than me. So if I succeed at all, it's in spite of myself. That's what remastered means. It's improved, in spite of the goofy-ass creator who mostly tried to respect the original material. It's quirky, flawed, psychedelic, and just plain weird. And warts and all, it's a picture of who I was at the time, only on slightly better paper. Sam Keith, September 11th, 2013. Okay, it's wet, dark and wet. It's the kind of weather that penetrates. It makes your skin feel itchy and oily. Dirty, kind of, but real, too. That's good. It's time for cheers. Sam and Diane, Norm Peterson, the coach, and then after he died, Woody. I don't have a TV now, but that's okay. The shows in my mind are almost always better. The theater crowd's just arriving. This isn't the Jolson. We're three blocks. Oh, crap. Never mind. I'll walk. Idiot doesn't even know his own stupid business. Look it. Yeah, Rennie delivers, don't he? The skinny one's Tego. The big one's Fridge. They beat people up, take their money, kill them sometimes. The cab driver gets a third. I'm gonna miss the curtain. If he doesn't know the city, I don't see how he can get a license. One woman, they beat her head so hard against the sidewalk they cracked the concrete. Another got away by running three blocks on a broken foot. Sometimes that's the only way people get saved. Suicidal bravery. Sometimes it's luck that saves them. Ching, jingle, ching, ting. Sometimes it's fate. Hey, Fridge, here's another one. You ever seen anybody with so much change in their purse? Huh, Fridge? You ever seen... Who are you? Hey, no! Ah! Yeah, usually it's fate. But sometimes it's me. And sometimes it's us. Okay, everybody, freeze. Damn, I was talking out loud again. Oh, God, finally, the cops. Is my purse around here someplace? The police are gone. That bum in the mask was trying to talk to me. Do you think I should give him some money? After all, I could have been raped and murdered. Hey, you're not... No, I'm not. Say, Todd, do you remember a woman back there? Nah, if there's a victim or something, we'd have seen her. I guess. What do we do with Laughing Boy? Let's drop him at County Mental Health. County's full. How about St. Jude Psychiatric? They don't have any room either. Well, we gotta drop him somewhere. He only threatened Fridge. Yeah, almost envy him. Really? Why's that? Because the world's awful. It must be great to do anything you want and have other people clean up your mess. Yeah, like us. Whoop! I hate this. I'm out of control again. I don't remember where I was this week. I saw a paper, said it was Friday. The last I remember, it was Sunday. Oh God, it started again. The pounding. God, I wish I was a drunk. At least that would explain this. Great. Where the heck am I now? So now what? What the heck? Little hands. Why are these hands sprouting around me? Each is as strong as a man, hungry as death. They will drag a man down to nothingness, to oblivion. Starting to fade, it's starting to come back to me now. Back to Australia. Not the Australia they teach you about, Melbourne, Sydney, the Outback. No, the real Australia. The smoking caves. The gods who eat mountains, the flying dragons, the rivers of gold, the leopard queen. Taunting me, almost an enemy, beautiful and feral as the great beast she runs with. Still, she inspires me. For her, I can be a hero.
So here's the first question. If you were in an if you were lost in an airport, what's the first thing you'd do? These questions just help us get to know you, so...
I never been in an airport.
Oh, goody. I'll just mark that right down.
I never seen a social worker who dressed like you, neither. Sort of like a hooker.
Thanks for sharing that. I'll take it under advisement. Keeping in mind that I have a job, while you have a blanket with vomit on it. Ring! Hello, City Health and Human Services.
I did it for you, Julie. The pain, the sex, it was all for you.
Pang! Phone creeps. Ring! Not again. Listen, filth. Oh, hello, Sergeant O'Connor.
You got him again? Hold on to him. I'll be right down.
Yes, I know he gives you a lot of trouble. I know you don't get paid nearly enough. I'll bring the usual. Bye. If it weren't for the graft, corruption, and violence, this city wouldn't be any fun at all. So here I am again, bailing him out. Assault and battery, breaking and entering, attempted murder. Every time it's something different.
He really thinks he's some kind of flaming superhero. Not that the city couldn't use one. Hey, hi, Okano. You got a package here for me?
Yeah, you shouldn't hang around with these creeps, Miss Julie. There was another rape last night.
If you don't act stupid, you don't get raped.
Blame the victim, why don't you? It's a hard world, Okano. There's always enough blame to go around.
Hey, Max. It's getting harder and harder to buy you out of here. You almost bit off Baker's finger this time.
I didn't do it.
Well, he just got 12 stitches to hold his hand together. If it wasn't you, then who did it?
It was the mask.
Right.
I warned him not to get too close.
Let's just drop it, okay? You need some new clothes, some food, and a hot bath.
Okay, but no bubbles this time. They come out of the ground, pulling me down. I have to fight back or be destroyed. Then I wake up as usual. It was all a dream.
Alley-oop, Snooks. It's almost night. This is my house, not a hotel. I bought you a coat and hat, so you won't be quite so conspicuous. Not that being large, violent, purple, and yellow isn't a good disguise.
So, Glory, where'd you get the knife?
From my pop. For my pop for protection. He says it's dangerous around here.
What do you want to do while the jacket's dry?
I don't know. I feel really existential today, like Darby O'Gill and the Little People or something. Hey, Tommy, cut it out, okay? Just because we're drying our jackets together doesn't mean you get touching privileges. Get us some Cokes, Kay, and cool off.
Sure, Glory. Jeez, don't get mad.
That Tommy, what a doof. But he's a sweet doof.
Huh?
Who's there?
The machines begin to leak and belch in my presence. I can hear the beating of her heart. She is like a small, delicious slug. I have only to close my hand to possess her. Crap!
Hi, honey. I am home. Meep, 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 meep. Get away!
No. I do not think you will.
Oh, excuse me. She says, I'll cut you. No, I do not think you will.
Listen, Glory, if you're always going to send me out to buy Cokes and burgers and stuff, then we're going steady.
Yeah, that's what I'll say. And if we're going steady, then that means...
Glory? I hurt Tommy. Oh, God. He did things to me.
Try not to get in any fights, okay, Max?
The woman I saved yesterday was raped and mutilated. It said so on the news. I have to do something about that.
Spoken like a true fanatic, a few women who can't take care of themselves get messed with you and you ride to the rescue. Who are you to assume responsibility for their lives? Ring!
I am the Max. Answer your phone.
Hello?
The others cry out for you, Julie Winters. Their screams of agony are the kisses that I place along your neck.
That's very interesting. Tell me more.
Doubtless one of your friends in the police department has tapped this line. No matter, I am having a servant of mine place this call.
Hey, don't I know that guy? And what's he doing with two phones? Why doesn't anyone else notice he's only a foot and a half high? He's one of those underground things from my dream, only black and faster.
Rats, too narrow, but it's slowing him down too. Maybe enough for me to cut around and nab him. Now, easy. Crap, didn't know they could jump. Gotcha, Kring. Now what do I do with him? Don't jump at me, you little. Gone. Damn. But if he can bite through steel, why is he running from... Crap! I'll... Splurk!
Greetings, Brother Lappin. I don't...
Who the hell are you?
Amazing! You really don't remember any of it. Not the girl, or the soot, or the bloodworms, or me.
Then it wasn't all a dream, unless I was dreaming now.
Too bad, I normally hate killing amnesiacs. Meep!
Oh God, now I remember. It was all coming back to me. I could feel the hot sun on my back skin and the grasses under my toes. Those little creatures were Iss, but twisted and changed by being moved to this world.
True enough. Too bad you'll be eaten before you have a chance to mutter this to anyone.
Damn, still talking out loud.
Next month, stained teeth, deadly teeth.
3 whole weeks of dieting, cottage cheese and fruit plates and yogurt, and she's gained 5 pounds? Maybe there was, it's hard for me to tell what's going on here.
3 whole weeks of dieting, cottage cheese and fruit plates and yogurt, and she's gained 5 pounds?
Oh, poop. Maybe there was something in the fridge, something unfattening, something nice. Meep! Meep, 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 meep.
Snatch.
Meep, meep.
Nothing ever happens to me. I mean, I get up, I go to summer school for stupid algebra, work on my car, nothing. Like today, I'm late for the CPR class, I'm teaching for extra PE credit, and I gotta stop for gas, and it's about 1,000 degrees out, but that's nothing special. I just wish something weird would happen, really shake my life up. Spoosh! Not like what happened to Glory, of course. I went to see her at the hospital a couple of days ago. That was kind of gross. She's all bandaged up and can't talk good, and there's these burn marks on her wrists. Made me feel bad. She said... she said they think they can save her fingers. My dad says it happened because she was a tramp. But I don't think so. Things just happen is all, but not to me. That's funny. There's an old woman in that station wagon who looks just like my grandmother. In fact, they all do. They all look just alike. Huh. And there's a black tarp over the station. I never noticed that. It almost looks alive. And it's slipping down, covering the station. Weird. Maybe it's some kind of automatic sunshade. But you can't see to pump gas in there. What if there was a switch? If I was to tug on this thing really hard... Whoosh!
Oh, I get it. It's that guy's cape. That's a relief. I was afraid I broke it.
Thord!
Of course, now I got two big guys fighting on the hood of my car.
Give it up, Brother Lappin! You get... No, Julie Winters is the one I want. She's a strong one. The one who pulls your strings. What are you talking about?
It's kind of neat, actually.
And who the hell are you? Thunk.
You don't really remember anything important, do you, Brother Lappin?
I'm Mr. Khan, a student of the mystic arts. Unfortunately, an untalented student, or I wouldn't have to keep shooting fools like you. Hey, put that down, or I'll... Crash!
I thought I saw a woman in there! Now surrender, hopping boy, or this charming young chippy is added to my score.
Crunch.
My hostage. You killed my hostage. You killed my hostage. You killed my hostage. You killed my hostage.
Blam. Ouchie. Whoomp.
Never do that again. Brother, nothing's easy.
You want me to call for an ambulance or something? That was really smart how you realized that was my CPR practice dummy. You did realize that was my CPR practice dummy, right, mister? Right? A dummy? Right.
Yeah! Was the little old ladies. They must have jumped out of the station wagon from before. I was starting to think it was getting pretty hazardous around here. Well, it's nice to meet you. I've got to be going now. He didn't say anything, but then he was pretty busy. I guess he's the sort of guy things happen to all the time.
Yeah! Too many. Can't fight them all. Blacking out. Lost too much blood. Pain. Have to find Julie.
Got a date with an angel. Aha!
Crunch.
There! And that should cover you nicely. After all, we don't want the locals seeing grannies clipped to trash bins by their teeth.
Escaped. and it feels good to run and leap again, to feel the soft loam under my heels. To know that I am king in this savage place, but even a king must have his jungle queen. If I can just find her, then everything will be all right.
Bad doll.
There she is, but changed. Even her voice is different. What has happened to her?
This is a bad doll. It keeps telling me things I don't want to hear. And if this bad doll doesn't shut up, I'm going to brush its hair right out.
Elsewhere, on the pastel, decaying Art Deco side of town.
I ran into your friend Max today, Julie. He still hasn't got a clue that you're the key to all this. He thinks he's some kind of superhero on this world. Can you imagine? I killed him, of course. Shot him and locked him in a dumpster with a handful of the dark yeasts. They turn meat eaters when you bring them over. Did you know that? Pop, pop. Ah, life is good. The aces are pretty interesting. Did you know that to humans they appear as whatever you dress them as? That's why I set up shop in this old costume warehouse. Pretty clever, eh? Of course, the bulldog jaw rubber factory upstairs still smells of decaying rubber. But I think that just adds to the ambiance, don't you? Not that you're in any position to complain. In fact, I can do anything to you I want. Oh, God, let me guess. I'm supposed to be dressed as every cheerleader, prom queen, and circus acrobat who ever turned you down for a date. And as I beg and whimper, you finally achieve some sort of tawdry sexual revenge? Well, so much for that plan. Shut up! Smack, 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 smack! I'm trying to think. Now, where was I? Oh, yes! Plan two. If all this baroque posturing is supposed to be threatening, threatening me, it's pretty lame-o. I mean, you can kill me, sure. So can every crackhead on my block. But you sure ain't scaring me. A tooth from one of those little monsters he keeps around must be sharp. Trust me, you will fear me. I doubt it. You don't have a clue who I am. Keep him talking, soft through these straps. But I can see through you like glass, pal. You think I don't know you? I've stalked you. So, you see me as some little Miss Perfect, some Madonna to be seduced and absorbed. Actually, I'm pretty flawed. I got a fat stomach and chaff marks from my jeans cut in and bad breath from eating the wrong stuff. And my underarms are stubby. But I can see through you like glass, pal. You got a problem with women. How perceptive! Did you figure that out when I kidnapped you or when I tied you up with leather straps? Of course I've got a problem with women. Everyone has a problem with women because women taunt and tease because they are attractive and then they punish you for being attracted. Do you deny it? After all, I'm not the one who wears underwear outside her clothes. You claim to be a pro-sex feminist, quote Camille Paglia, endlessly I might add, but would a feminist of any stripe be so deliberately risk-taking, or are you only a feminist when it suits you? You dropped out of college, set up this freelance social work of yours, started bailing people out of jail, trying to reform them, you're nearly broke, surrounded by dangerous, desperate men, and look where it's gotten you. So this is my fault? You broke into my house and kidnapped me. This has nothing to do with the clothes I wear. This has to do with the fact that you're twisted as a corkscrew and looking to find someone, women, feminism, Paglia, and me to blame it on. Sure, I test the limits. So what? Quit whining like a broken doll and get on with it. Are you sure that's what you want? I can tell you things, Julie Winters. Things you tried to forget. Things about me, yourself, even the Max. This whole elaborate function you've built up to protect yourself from the truth. This doll is telling me things I don't want to hear, and if it doesn't shut up... Do you remember spirit animals, Julie? Do you remember? I'm gonna brush its head right off. Getting your own spirit animal. Do you remember where you were, what it looked like, and what the animal's name was? If this doll doesn't shut up, I'm gonna brush and brush and brush. You were never able to accept the other plane, Julie. Never able to revel in it like I am. Instead, you hide in this fantasy. Remember, Julie, it's until I brush off its... all in your... head.
Dead. I awoke from the daydream of the wild place, and teeth were at my throat. So I awoke and slew, but Julie is still kidnapped and the Jungle Queen is insane. I didn't protect either of them. I failed. I wish it was time for cheers, but it's not. It's time for vengeance.
Next month, jungle flowers grown in blood.
We might as well do the whole thing. There are many interesting species of predator and prey sheltered within the broad, grassy spaces and mass granite tarns of the outback. Of these is the gypsy, or the outback slug. It can leap nearly a quarter mile straight into the air, but it has never mastered the ability to land. It has no predators. It's just stupid. Splat! On the other hand, the great northern crabbit can jump and land, but it has a natural enemy, the Yiss. The Yiss can jump and land and has no predators, unless you count me. That's right, you little fucker. Run! You'll lead me right to him. The pounding in my head is like an ice pick, but I can't stop. One minute I saw Julie Winters in my mind, dressed as a leopard queen and insane. The next I was back here, still chasing this little monster. The gawkers glare at me, since to them the Yiss looks like a 96-year-old grandmother. But I know that it's a tool of the evil sorcerer Mr. Gone, who is a serial rapist and murderer. He will destroy this city unless I stop him. Of course, maybe they're all staring at me, because I think I just said all of that out loud. Oops. Crap. It happened again. The music and the beating in my head build and build, and then I wake up back here. The outback. But this time, I've got to keep my city memories. I've got to remember about Mr. Gone terrorizing the city. Remember all the people who'd be mutilated or killed if I don't find him. Remember. I wonder why I'm chasing this Yiss. Well, I probably had a good reason. I'm the king of this savage place. All who know me fear the name of the Max. Why do I feel as though instead of grass, I'm forcing myself through a horde of people? People from another life who look at me with fear and contempt. No, I'm the Max. I must not give in to these fantasies of weakness. Doubtless this is some charm laid on me by an evil shaman, evil sorcerer. The world flickers about me as I run, passing by like the spokes of a spinning wheel, light and dark, real and unreal. Suddenly even a passing air whale has two forms and two meanings. No, I cannot be distracted. Only the chase has meaning, and the Yiss cannot match me. I almost have it.
Meep, meep.
We're not going to do that yet. Spears. One of the deadfalls set by some ancient unknown hand that makes life here so dangerous and unstable. The spotted Susidon dies instantly, but I survive and triumph.
Meep. Meep, meep.
The Susidon is gone in an instant, dragged down to some Stygian pit.
Meep.
I have my prize, but I cannot remember why I... Suddenly, and much too late, I recognize the muffled roar. An Yiss stampede, drawn by my quarry's cries. 1,000 mindless panic Yiss turn on me, swimming from the ground like moles. I will not be taken. I am the Max. I am... The world starting to change, to fade. Must fight it. Must. Whooped. No! They are all dead. All. I've killed all. I have penetrated to the wet, soft, white, squishy, betoothed heart of darkness. But why? Something about the Leopard Queen, a magician, and a strange, dirty land filled with cities and crime. Crime only I can fight. I can't think about these fantasies now. I have to run. Avoid the nets. Avoid the spears. Splat. Damn, the net was too fast for me. I feel myself dragged underground to some desperate fate. but I will be free, Rip, for I am Snap the...
Mommy!
No! I hate waking up to someone else's nightmare. I especially hate waking up in someone else's bathroom. And what's even worse, this bathroom has leaky pipes.
Drip, 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 drip.
I don't know why I know this is a bathroom. Drip, 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 drip. I am the king of the wild places. I shouldn't know anything about pipes and gaskets and traps and valves, but I do. Just like I know that dream was not my dream. It belonged to the Leopard Queen in some way I can't explain. Maybe. Hold on. Yeah, we're good. Maybe if I can make this little pump stop dripping, I can think. Let's see. The rod goes up and the water stops. The rod goes down and... Boosh! Thud!
A little confused by the modern technology, Abra Lappin? Boo! Pretty neat mask, right? I use it to frighten the natives away from my harvesting operations. I only need to trap those little buggers, but enough larger animals to keep them fed as well. Don't worry, it's only me, Mr. God, man of two worlds and master of disguise. Give this to Julie Winters when you see her. After my encounter with her on the fifth zone, I may not have a head to go back to. What? Ah, another good tussle. Good for the soul. You really don't remember our fight back at the gas station, do you?
Eat droppings, Puckwallow. Crack.
Naughty, naughty, Brer Lappin. They teach you to talk like that back at the Warren?
Meat breath. Antiquer.
And you're a lot stronger on this side. I'll have to remember that.
Hairless suckling.
Max, we can't waste our time like this.
Why not? I fight evil, and you are evil.
Huh? No, 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 that's just it. You're no superhero. You're a protector. The Leopard Queen's protector. The two of you are soul-linked. What she feels, you feel. And she is lost in the city and in her own mind.
Why should I believe you, vile sorcerer?
Max! 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 Max!
What?
Let me just convince you with one word. Mommy. You see, I know about the dream, about the doll, everything. I know who you really are. Who you were before you found the mask lying in the mud. And what you are now behind the mask, though you've been too cowardly to look.
Tell me.
Maybe later. That truth about you is only embarrassing. Julie's truth could destroy her.
And this Julie and the Queen of the Leopard Women are one?
Yep. Man, this is going to be a long night. This primitive plain, which you think is Australia and I call Pangaea, is all that is real. The other world is a dream where we are trapped playing out our deepest fantasies. When Julia Winters was hurt, never mind now, she created a fantasy world for herself, a place where she would have control. You've got to go back there to the city, find her and protect her. Keep her from knowing too much of the truth all at once, for the truth will destroy her.
At least that's what the villain told me, but who can believe a villain? Still, as I talk to Julie, I can't help remembering his words. He never told me anything straight out, only in riddles, but he implied a lot. He hinted she was in danger, maybe from herself. Do you think we're ready for toenail clipping at this stage in our relationship?
Ho ho, funny boy. Here, let me do it. You're too careful.
She seems a lot quieter since her encounter with Mr. Gawn. More pensive. Calmer, weirder.
You gotta get right in there and trim those babies.
Gawn told me how 3 years ago a young architectural student was beaten and raped and left for dead. Julie, are you gonna be okay? I mean, being kidnapped and all.
Hey, Gawn tried his tricks on me, but I got the best of him. I even drew blood, so it's history.
When she got out of the hospital, she used all her tuition money to set up a new life as a freelance social worker, trying to help other victims of the urban nightmare.
I hate whining, and I hate professional victims. All day long, I hear sob stories from idiots who can't cope until they pick something to blame. I was robbed. I was raped. Nobody loved me. Feet! Time out!
This woman used her position to build a wall around herself.
Everybody's got to take responsibility for their own life, you know?
She helped people by controlling them, hoping to smother her own pain. Something like that. And somewhere in the wild land, in the land of dreams, in Pangaea, her better self was imprisoned by her own self-loathing. I don't know. Seems like if somebody's raped, it's not a test you failed or a job where you get fired. It's somebody else's guilt for once. You get to have your own anger and... At least that's what Gon told me. I don't know if I believed anything he said, least of all about Julie.
Hey, Max, save the liberal feminist garbage for someone who cares, okay? Sorry, I know you're just trying to watch out for me like you always do, but it's over now. I cut the bastard. You chased him back to God knows where. It's over. And I'm going to be just fine.
In fact, I was already having trouble remembering the details of what he said. It was like a dream. A really bad dream. Next month, the land bites. I was sitting under the Jones Street underpass yesterday. That's because I want to be a writer, and writers gotta have experience like underpasses. There was an old bum there, too. Hi, I said. My name's Sarah. First he didn't say anything. Then he made a funny noise in his throat. He said his name was Max. It turned out he was a superhero fighting this villain called Mr. Gon. But he was also this jungle guy fighting saber-toothed tigers and stuff in Australia. I didn't have to make any of that stuff up, even though I am gonna be a writer. He just came right out and told me all the fight scenes and everything, especially like the little cow bathroom. You say this guy was seriously nuts? Well, duh. And then right out of the blue, he says he knew my father.
Dad. Dear old dad.
Excuse me. Dear old dad. Lovable old dad. I can almost see his barbershop quartet face in my mind. Dead old dad. I remember him with his big, corny, weird mustache. I don't know if that part was real or if I just made it up to make him seem more real. He died when I was young. Too young to remember. Anyway, the most important part was about 3 years ago, he got real mad at his boss, so he went into his office with a rifle and shot everybody. And then himself. God, did it hurt. I don't see why he had to leave me. I don't see why he had to do that. Erase himself, I mean. Speaking of stupid things,
Mom.
Peace, sunshine. I don't see why she has to be like this. She wasn't like this before Dad offed himself. Did you have a grok and karma kind of day? Did you catch any bad vibes today? I mean, like, wasn't the 60s a long time ago? So how's school, Trippy? It's okay. It's not like you were a disappointment to us or anything. It's just that you pull back. Just like he used to do. I'll never forgive him for that. You better share with me, Sarah. I won't have you ending up like your father. Oh, God. I didn't mean that. Why did I say that? Tell me I'm not a bad mother. Tell me I didn't ruin your life. You didn't ruin my life, Mom. Groovy! Now we can be like sisters. Who's gonna take you to the prom? If Dad had to shoot somebody, why couldn't it have been her? Did my saying that shock you? Good. Writers are supposed to shock people. Right. We say witty and uncontrolled things that rip the shroud off a decaying society. Right. It was like a happening groove to have this chat with you, sweetie. And expose it for what it is. Well, that's the idea anyway. She's going on about how she isn't really angry at me. Not really. It's old Dad who let her down. Not me. Nope, not good old me. Mom's screaming fits and crying jags last all night. So I share. Tell Mom it's okay. Mother her. It's weird. Dad left her. And in a way, she left me. About this time, I started carrying a gun. That's what us writers call foreshadowing. But first I have to tell you about Jimmy. Jimmy's cool. Jimmy's short like me. He doesn't have friends like me. He beats up littler kids and takes their lunch money. I think that's kind of cool. No matter how low you are in the food chain, there's always somebody lower. I think we're all either one of us can get. Besides, we hate everybody else. They're all necro nerds and sand freaks. They have tattoos and stuff saying how romantic death is. But Jimmy knows the truth, like me. Death is hard and cold and ugly. Not some cute chick. Whoa, didn't expect that. This is a story Jimmy told me. I'm putting it down just like he said, because reproducing human speech is a talent every writer should have. But I forgot about my screwdriver when I got in the driver's seat. Me and Frame was scragging this car on 8th. We figured we'd cruise around in it for the night and then ditch it. It was my job to boink the starter. RIP! Finally, we pulled out. Screech! And then this old rattle trap cut us off. The gall darn scuzzballs wanted to steal our stolen car. Well, that PO'd us plenty. We began to fight back. Then Freem, that wuss, bailed on me. I was alone, and that dad blamed Spring wouldn't let go. I started to really fight then. Thump! I bit off one guy's thumb. Another guy, I cracked his rib like a pencil. Smash! Oh no! Carjackers! I was dead. Tap, tap, tap. Dead! Slam! They were crying. Screaming for mercy. I only laughed. They never had a chance. Wasn't that a cool story? Now this chapter is about Miss Julie. She's an old friend of my mother's. I think they went to school together or something. She does this social worker thing out of her apartment. Very weird. I said I'd have the money, Mr. Bruno. I just need a little more time putting it together. You didn't have to evict them today, did you? Oh, you do? Yeah, I'm sure that rat-infested hovel is being eagerly solicited by other desperate single mothers, but do you think you could beat back the hordes for one day while... Yes, I do realize you are the Lord King God of the universe and your building, but perhaps if I could see my way to sweeten the rent with another 50, you will? You're a prince as always, Mr. Bruno. Hi, Sarah. Your mom tells me you're still having trouble. No trouble. I'm fine. He's gone. She says you're brutal a lot. You seem to live in the past. This from the living fossil. Like, she knows what's really going on. She knows she loves you, Sarah. I found one of my dad's guns last week. It made me feel glad to touch it, like I was near him. I didn't tell her I'd been carrying it in my coat pocket. I don't know why. I also don't know why my mom makes me talk to Julie. She's not even a real therapist. Like, she's even a real social worker. So tell me how you're feeling. Why? Feelings are stupid. End of story. Sounds like you have good reasons to think feelings are stupid at this point in your life. Oh, you mean like because I'm fat and ugly and have zits and glasses and most kids my age think I'm a joke? And so I try to run away from myself by shutting everyone else out? Those kinds of reasons? Sarah, you feel that way right now, but you'll grow up. This pain won't last the rest of your life. You don't really believe that, do you? Yes, I do. And I thought Mom was naive. That sounds like something your father might have... Shut up! Don't talk about him! Why do you gotta get out of this? Excuse me, what do you get out of this? You spend your own money bailing nobodies out of jail trying to buy them. You can't handle relationships with anyone you're not controlling. Hey, that's enough. I don't get you, Julie. You're not a fat and ugly kid with zits and glasses. But of the two of us, why do I get the feeling that you're the one that's running from herself? Finally, Mom showed up. They had the same old argument. Steinem, Paglia, Paglia, Steinem. Misogyny disguised as liberalism. Humorless totalitarianism. You're buying into the same old macho posturing that's holding us back. You're buying into the culture of victimization and staying helpless. If all they do is fight, then why are they still friends? And why do I still have to come here? Obviously, they're both nuts. Like I said, Jimmy and I are exactly alike. We understood each other. Like when we went to the stupid dance together. I'm not a fool. I know what we look like. We went just for laughs. Luckily, I don't feel hurt or surprised anymore. When someone turns on the lights, it doesn't get to me. Just the kind of joke Jimmy R. His pals would play. Just for laughs. Luckily, I'm not stupid. Like I was saying, I don't get hurt anymore. Yes, lucky me. Yes, everybody's gone. It's safe to be seen with me. Sorry, Sarah, but I had to do it. I'm the shortest guy in school. This is like my only chance to be cool. See, we were together because nobody else liked us, but now everybody will like me. I know it's stupid to give up you for everybody else, but... Excuse me. I know it's stupid to give up you for everybody else, but I just can't help it. I could feel like... Excuse me. Ooh, excuse me. Wow, this is gonna get rough. I could feel the gun in my pocket. But even more, I could feel the sweet, hot hatred my dad must have felt. You do understand, don't you, Sarah? I understand. Besides, we're just having a laugh, right? Nobody really got hurt, right? You aren't mad, right? Because we can still be friends and stuff as long as nobody sees us. I'm not mad, Jimmy. And the funny thing was, that wasn't a lie. I wasn't mad. Because in that second, I realized that if they'd come to me rather than him, I would have done the same thing. I think it's an important thing for a writer to know that she has the potential to be as rotten as everybody else. So I went to a movie. It's about this woman who sleeps with this old wrinkled guy for money, and then she feels bad about it. And her husband feels bad, too. It's pretty silly. It was sexist. Excuse me? It was just a movie. Can't you ever relax? We go to a movie and your knee is jerking so much I can't hear. It was Julian, the old bum from the overpass, which meant he was keeping an eye on me for her? That he was her boyfriend? That he really was a superhero? This was all too weird. Ha ha, not only did it semi-induce endorse prostitution, but did you catch the bit about the ditzy secretary reading Felucci's book Backlash? What was the message there, huh? Feminists or airheads? Felucci's a paranoid, and you're worse. That was just a joke. Oh, hi, Sarah. What are you doing? Nothing. Nothing. Big, fat, nothing. I was hoping to escape before Julie remembered she was on a mission from God to save me. Too late. Honk, honk. Say, kid, you want to go to the aquarium? They got squid. Sure. It would drive my mom nuts if I ran off for hours with Julie and her hobo boyfriend. Which is why I did it, I guess. Okay, kids, next stop. Crunch! It was the carjackers. In spotted underwear. Huh? Freeze, meep sucker! Julie, wait. Something's wrong. Uh-oh. I knew that look in his eyes. He was seeing things again. Maybe he thought those guys were little blue men or something. Maybe he'd do something stupid, like grab their guns or pull them into the car. Crunch, whoop, or something. This was a lot different than the story Jimmy told me about fighting the carjackers. That was cool. This was ugly. Meep! People getting hands crushed right before my eyes. Ripped open from knees to sternum. Their heads popped like grapefruits. Made me feel sick, even if it didn't make a sort of exciting climax to the story. One of them even bounced off a wall like a rubber ball, like a cartoon character, and came screaming through the air, grinning like a shark straight at Max. Chunk! But he missed. And when he died, he didn't even look human at all. Stop! Sarah? Put the gun down, Sarah. Hold on, I think it was then that I, Sarah James, lost it. No, nothing makes any sense. And if it makes any sense, then it's all gotta stop. Click. I remember thinking, see, I am just like you, Daddy. I'm gonna see you, Daddy. There's nobody in charge. Adults run everything and nothing works. I have no control and unlike you, Julie, I'm sick of running for myself. I'm gonna do it. Okay, here's the point in the story where I throw the gun away and I have this cathartic revelation that suicide's wrong, that life's worth living, everything's okay. You know all that crap? And that's why this story doesn't work. Because I just don't buy it. Clump! Nobody buys it. That's not why you should go on. Why then? Because things will change. You'll change. What about right now? Right now, you wait. So that's my story. I still go down to the underpass sometimes to talk to Max. I thought once I decided not to kill myself, things would be better, but I still feel just as empty as ever.
Pain less, kid. It's how you know you're alive. Sometimes I think this whole growing up business is just pain management.
You get that out of a fortune cookie?
Very funny.
pain, Julie runs from hers. Mine follows me through nightmares, and you're waiting through yours.
Waiting?
No, waiting.
Oh, nobody said it was easy, kid. I don't know if the Max ever really knew my dad or not, but he knew me enough to say that he did. Maybe that counts for something. God, that sounds awkward.
I'll never be a writer.
Okay, there's an art gallery here now. Some classic Max work. And modern. And that... Well, we got a couple more pages. I love this artwork. I love that scene. Yeah. Just very well drawn. The art is unmistakable. I mean, nobody draws like this.
Okay, guys. So, that's all we have for the Max. For Volume 1. I didn't know we'd do it in an hour. Less than an hour. So, yeah. We'll be bringing you guys another Max volume for the next couple of months. Obviously, these won't take long. So, we'll go through them pretty quickly. There's only 30 issues in the Max. That's it. And then, of course, we'll do something else. If you guys got any ideas, let me know. I got Love and Rockets, as requested, coming up next week. Remember, you guys can request stuff, and I'll do it. But I haven't got that many requests, and it'd be awesome if you guys would support me on the Patreon at Grimm's Dungeon of Comics. It'd be awesome. I mean, it's right there. Everything is set up. I just, you know... But yeah, also support IDW. We definitely want to support IDW. IDW is doing a lot of Ninja Turtles stuff. They're putting out an IDW bundle. Now, that's Kobo. They don't seem to do them DRM-free anymore. Maybe at least with the Ninja Turtles. I don't know about some other books. I think it just depends on the licenses. But you can currently get a lot of classic Ninja Turtle books, and some I wanted to read, but I just didn't want to, you know, I didn't want to read stuff from Kobo. Like, that's one thing I don't want to do, and I don't know what the legalities of that are, so I don't want to rock the apple cart, right? But if you want to support IDW, that is a great way. And you get classic Ninja Turtles. You get the classic Ninja Turtles. You get the IDW pack. It's actually included. But you don't have to get that. Like, if you already got that before, you can just get the new ones. And of course, like I said, that's all the classic Ninja Turtles. We're talking the 80s. The 80s Ninja Turtles. Black and white books. So, some of you guys really want those. And they made some awesome Ultimate Editions of those. So, they've all been remastered just like this. And, of course, they haven't been colorized. It's just like you remember. And, of course, you're also going to get some of the Saturday Morning Ninja Turtle issues, which are throwbacks to the 1990s Ninja Turtles cartoon. You know, before they had the dark turn. And, of course, the eventual 2016, which some people still say is the better show. And there's some more modern Turtles stuff also as part of that. Like, I mean, it might not appeal to some older Turtles fans. Like, you might be like, this one ain't for me, Grimm. But, you know, it's there. And, again, you pretty much have to... get that if you get any of the bundle, because there's no option to just get the old comics or the Saturday Morning. You will get the classic. I mean, you don't have to read it if you don't want to. I'm not saying it's bad. It's new. People are still working on it. And they're still working on the Saturday Morning stuff, too. So if you like the more classic Turtles, those adventures, you can get those, or the more modern if you're willing to maybe go with the modern iteration of the Turtles. So it's whatever you guys want. But it's a really good bundle, and it would support IDW Comics. So definitely go to Humble Bundle and buy that while it's still there. If you got the money, it's not that expensive. And again, if you take out the Classic Bundle because you already have the IDW Ninja Turtle comic series, then it's a lot cheaper. I think it's only like 18 bucks. And that's all the Classic Turtles. Again, these are Kobo, so there's a code. And then you redeem them on your Kobo and you read them like that. There's no DRM-free option. I'm sorry. I wish there was. But I bought it anyway just to support IDW. Because, you know, they're not, you got to support these Western comics. A lot of people are talking about how Western comics sales aren't doing real well. And, you know, you do what you can with the bundles. You buy what you can. You give the creators money. They get a little bit of royalties on it, hopefully. You know, that's the biggest part of it for me, you know, to just give back to the creators. Because, you know, I've loved comics. I've loved comics since I was a little boy. So, you know, I'm a almost 40-year-old man now. I'm still loving comics. It just hasn't changed. I used to draw little comics when I was a kid. They were terrible. Absolutely horrible. But, you know, I never grew out of it. It's just always been my favorite kind of storytelling medium. And I never really got that big into manga. I like some, but I just really love my Western comics. That's me. But all right, guys, this is the Grim Lord, and we will see you guys next time with Love and Rockets, as requested. Remember, once again, Grimm's Dungeon of Comics, you can support, and I mean, there's also a request here, and there's a shout-out tier also, which I'll shout out people at the end of the videos. And, you know, we'll just work it from that. And I might even get a better microphone. I'm not sure. I've got this Blue Yeti, or the Yeti Nano I've been using for years now. And I might get a Shure mic or something. It depends. I mean, I think it sounds okay, but if you guys don't, we can always just upgrade and see how that works. But all right, I'm out. See you next time.